CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Five American troops have been wounded, two others hurt in falls during an Iraqi raid in the country's western region. The raid, jointly with Iraqi soldiers, targeted suspected Islamic State militants. The wounded troops are in stable condition. Whether you're driving or flying, you're not alone this Labor Day weekend. CBS's Roxana Saberi is at Newark Liberty Airport.
Colleen and J.D. Rader said they didn't plan ahead for long security lines this morning when they flew from Austin to Newark for a friend's wedding this weekend.
And we barely made it.
Wow, so you were running to your gate?
Yes. Hustling. But we love our friends who are getting married, so we're very excited.
Happy to be here.
Yes.
You may have noticed pump prices coming down.
First, the good news. Gas prices are going down. Now, the really good news. There's a good chance this trend will continue.
The national average is poised now to potentially break below that $3 a gallon mark as we get closer to Thanksgiving.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says a gallon of regular gas costs around $3.33. That's 48 cents a gallon less than a year ago. Part of the reason? Summer formulations of gasoline are more expensive and the winter blends are starting to get out there. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is dealing with backlash now from some of his most ardent supporters over contradictory comments he's made recently about abortion. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has spoken with the president of the Family Research Council, Tony Perkins.
Trump's criticism of the Florida law and his pledge to have the government fund IVF has worried some top conservative leaders.
He runs the risk of de-energizing, motivating his base by moving away from an issue that has been and continues to be a prominent issue. Backing away from that fundamental principle that the party has championed for 45 years is a big deal.
A Supreme Court judge in Brazil has ordered the suspension of Elon Musk's X social media network in response to Musk's failure to comply with an order to name a new legal representative for the company in the South American nation. Through an interpreter, President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva reacts.
This guy has to accept the rules of this country, and if this country has made a decision through the Supreme Court, he has to abide by it. If it applies to me, it applies to him.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says a man accused of shooting and killing a police officer and wounding two others was targeting police. Garcia said the officers were targeted for nothing more than the uniform they wear. The shooter was killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My name is Ian Munsick. I'm a cowboy, songwriter, country and western artist from Wyoming, and Boot Barn asked me to share my story.
I want you to sing this song so loud they can hear you in Wyoming!
In terms of making music, the thing that I'm most inspired by is how I grew up. The western way of life is just in my DNA, and telling those stories through my music has just been a part of me for my whole life. I never started to make music to write hits. I started making music to express who I am and what the West is. And so as long as I'm staying true to that, then I'll have hits in my own book. And at the end of the day, I would rather be known as a humble dad, husband, and advocate of the West than a popular musician. Boot Barn, keep West.
If you have a dog, we've got some cities you should consider living in.
A study from the website Lawn Starter fetched this year's most dog-friendly cities among the considerations.
You want to make sure that you've got plenty of room for your dog to roam. So yard size was a factor, but also you want to make sure your dog gets care. So veterinarians and emergency vets and accommodations. You want to leave your dog someplace, you have plenty of options.
Also on the list, dog-friendly housing and dog-related laws. Lawn Starter's Jeff Herman says the top pooch for friendly city is Scottsdale, Arizona.
Asheville, North Carolina, number two. Santa Fe, number three. Tucson, Arizona, number four. And Santa Monica, California, number five.
The least dog-friendly cities are mainly found in the Northeast and Midwest. Weather is cited as a key factor. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Washington, D.C. has bought $42 million in citizens' medical debts and will cancel those debts for them. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJ. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight to low close to 60. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow. Highs in the low 80s. Mid-70s for highs Sunday and Labor Day. More sun. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Currently, it's 66.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Say goodnight and stay. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high.
News. News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
She loves.
about time. Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
That you'd be leaving.
why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of mine. Can't you see?
silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Green tambourine. Drop a dime before.
J-N.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
W-R-J-N.
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Scam.
love and war all is fair. But he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Five American troops are in stable condition after being wounded in a joint operation with Iraqi forces. U.S. Central Command says the operation targeted Islamic State militants.